Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, I want to move on very quickly if I have time for this. And it says, Niall, I hope you can help me with this difficult situation I'm facing. Oh, should we love difficult situations? AJ just loves difficult situations. And it says, I recently received the details of my father's will and I'm feeling incredibly upset. While my sister inherited 100,000 and the family home, I was left with only 10 grand. The disparity feels deeply unfair, especially since we're only the only two children. I can't shake the feeling that my sister may have manipulated my father during his final days, influencing his decisions about the estate. My wife thinks I should let it go, but I'm filled with anger and resentment about the situation. I'm taking into consideration that my sister knew my father a lot better and spent much more time with him as I live much further away. And I know she was a big part of his life, but I still think it does seem completely unreasonable. I'm considering taking legal action to contest the will, but I'm unsure if that's the right path. Maybe you could ask your listeners. Yeah, it's kind of this whole thing, by the way, whether your last will and testimony should be your last will and testimony. Because you can contest a will. If you have two children and you leave all your money to one of them, and the other one can contest the will and say, well, hold on, where's my share? Where's my bit? Now, it would be up to you to prove in court that your father didn't cater for you while he was alive and didn't look after you and didn't provide for you as well as he did the other one. It's a kind of difficult situation. Most of these cases never end up before a judge. They're settled outside of court by two barristers or solicitors who will agree on a figure. Because the problem is, you have to deal with it in the High Court because it's over the amount dealt with in the Circuit Criminal Court or the Circuit Court, should I say. So it's dealt with in the High Court. And to get into the High Court is going to cost you 20, 30 grand a day. So really, they want to settle it outside court because all you're doing is eroding or eating into your inheritance by going into a High Court. It's going to be enough to eat into your inheritance to hire a barrister for a day at 600 or 700 quid and a solicitor and everything else to employ a solicitor to deal with it. But contesting wills is very common. When somebody dies, families argue over money constantly all the time. You do have a right to contest a will if you feel you've been left out. But should you morally contest a will? If, for example, your sister, in this case, gets a lot more than you, that was clearly her father's wishes. Now, he said maybe the sister manipulated him. Maybe he did. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. But the point is, he had to be, and the solicitor would have to make sure of this, that when you're writing a will, you have to make sure the person is corpus mentis, and they haven't been coerced. That's a solicitor's job when they're writing a will. So assuming it's a bona fide will, well, then that was the father's wishes. Well, should he contest it? His wife is saying he shouldn't. He should just let it go. He's saying he should. It's a lot of money. Let me know what you think. Would you contest a will? The number is 087-188-0008. Eddie, hi, how are you?
Niall, how are you?
I should call you late night Eddie.
Do you know what, Niall, right? A girl I know texted me at 9:10, right, when you mentioned you were talking about wills, inheritance and stuff like that, because she's going through a quandary and she's only a young girl and she's after legal advice, right? May I tell you her scenario?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. So her mum and dad bought her house, right? The mum has passed away. She lives in the house with the dad. They had her very old, so she's only about 33. And she has two siblings, brothers, who are nearly 50, right? They have their own houses. So the dad's, he's like 79, 80, he's getting on. He has made a will. And in the will, it says the house is left to the three of them, but it's not to be sold because she's living there, right? So now the two lads are saying, well, on one hand, you're leaving us an inheritance, but on the other hand, you're saying we can't have it because she's living in the house. And she's worried that they'll have a leg to stand on and say,
they
no,
will.
No, because we're named in the inheritance.
They will have a leg to stand on.
Yeah, because we're named in that inheritance, we're entitled to a share. And she's like, will I have to buy them out? Or
yes.
Will me dad's rule saying,
no,
the house is not to be sold because she lives in it.
The house is not to be sold means they can't force the sale of the house, right? But here, and that's his last will and testimony. But that means very little to an extent. And I'll clarify this if you want to. I'll ask Malachy Steenson, who is family law solicitor and understands a lot of this better than I do. But from what I'm aware of and the numerous times that I've had solicitors on the air and talked about these situations, firstly, once a person is living there over 3 years, they become domiciled, right? So in other words, it's a lot harder to get somebody out of a house if they've been living there 3 years. So it would be difficult for the two brothers to get her out of the house, legally speaking, right? But in saying that, if the house and all three are named in the will as inheriting the house, she will have to pay them, you know, 2/3 of the market value of the home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she has a job, but it's not a bloody great paying job, so she can't afford to do that. So
if she can't afford to, okay, how old are her children?
She doesn't have kids.
Okay.
But she's only about 34, and they're
It would have been great if she had kids, because if the kids were under the age of 23, it would be difficult for a judge to put her out of the house. But if she's no children, she's no dependents living with her, well, then it would be much easier for a judge to put her out of the house. And I hate to give her the bad news.
So now the house is going to have to be sold. And
most likely.
Three ways.
Yes, unless she could afford to pay them off. So the will is essentially giving her the option. Here's what the will is doing.
Yeah.
It's giving her the option to pay them off and not force the sale of the house. Where if that wasn't in there, it would be just automatic. The house would be sold and she'd be kicked out.
So even though her dad has said
the house is
not to be sold.
Doesn't matter.
That's what I was trying to say, though, because I was saying, I don't think you can give someone an inheritance and then say, oh, by the way, you can't have it.
You can't have it.
The two lads are saying, hold on, we're older than you.
Well, you have to leave her there until she dies. Yeah,
so we're not going to get anything out of it, you know, because you're younger than us.
Yeah, well, unfortunately for your friend, I she needs to obviously get legal advice on it. I'm not a solicitor barrister, but I can only go by what the solicitors or barristers have told me on the air of the past. She is domiciled in the house, so she's there more than 3 years. It will be difficult. It will be she could take it to court and maybe ask a judge or whatever. But the bottom line is they're named on the will as inheriting part of the house, so they own 2/3 of the home. So she will either have to pay them some sort of coming to an arrangement for a rent, or come to an arrangement to buy them out, but she will have to give them something.
Yeah, and she's put like a lot of work into the house because she lived there with her dad and looks after him. But yeah,
if she had children, she'd be in a much better position. But she doesn't, so
And when it comes to that, like you're saying, should you contest a will? If you feel you are wronged, it's one of them where you go, well, hold on here, I'm getting left 20 grand, and they're getting like 200 grand or something. I can see why people contest it, but at the same time, going down the road to the High Court and 20 grand a bloody day, it's not very feasible. So, I don't know. It's a tough one, isn't it? I mean, I wouldn't like to upset my parents and fight with my siblings, but most families fall out over money, don't they?
Well, they do. They do, and that's why people fall out. They usually do fall out over money. Let me go to Rosie as well. Rosie, hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Rosie, should they contest the will?
I don't actually think no. Like, I didn't contest a will with my brothers. What is the person's name on the other line?
Eddie,
it's just like, obviously this sounds like, okay, there's like something there, but like, I was like fostered with my brothers, and my brothers were left all the land, and I got a little bit of inheritance, but I never contested anything because.
Did they get more than you did?
Oh yeah, a lot more.
Yeah, well, legally you can contest it. Now you don't have to, but you legally can.
I wouldn't.
Do you think it's wrong? Do you think it's wrong to contest a will?
Sorry, say that again.
Do you think it's wrong to contest a will?
I suppose it depends on the situation, but no, I mean, you can contest it, but it depends. Is the word to say bitter? If you can be bitter about something, then you probably are going to contest it. But if you're not bitter in life, then you're just like, oh, it is what it is. No, you
can I ask that lady a question?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead, Eddie.
Don't go through me, Eddie.
No, he's not going to go through. He's only going to ask a bloody question.
I was going to say, did you find it sullied your relationship with your foster brothers? Did it ruin it because they got more and you didn't, or was it amicable?
Sorry, Eddie, can you repeat that again?
Okay, he's asking in relation to your inheritance and the fact that you said your foster brothers got more than you did. Did that kind of ruin your relationship with them, or is everything okay?
No, we're like my brothers and me are like best friends. We're very, very close.
Oh, right. That's
okay, she's quite an amicable person, obviously. But Rosie, so do you believe that we should honour the last will and testimony, no matter what it happens to be? Let's say, for example, somebody dies and they've got 3 children and they leave and they have £1 million in the bank and they leave all their money to the dogs and cats home and leave nothing for their children. Now, in the real world, the children can take that to court and contest the will. Do you believe they should be allowed to contest the will?
Yeah, like I think it should be contested. Like it depends on people. On like at the moment, I feel like, you know, everyone after COVID, like everyone's just, like, you know, with how can I say, with money wise, like everyone's kind of like, you know, financially like struggling. So I think people.
Yeah, but if that's the will of the person who died, maybe it's the will of the person who died that they want to give all their money to the dogs and cats.
Well, I had a neighbor and he left like. What was this? A neighbor of mine, he left like 300,000 to like a charity. And that's what it is. You know, you can contest it, like with, and especially in agriculture, like farm and stuff, you can contest it. But I think the big word is greed. I think people can get very greedy and they just, you know, everyone at the moment is, if you can see what I'm saying, a lot of people are just, you know, money's everything. But no, I just think, like, you know, when someone passes away, fortunately or unfortunately, can I say, but no, like it's just the situation that people are in. I mean, yeah, like, you know, it's just, sorry, Eddie, like it's just one of those situations.
Okay, well, hang on, let me go to Sean as well. Sean, hi, how are you?
How you doing, Niall? How are you?
Good.
I remember talking to you a long time about this.
Oh, about wills, yeah.
Well, here's the thing, and I'll still remain what I said back then and what I'll say now. When someone's on their deathbed and they have their will written out, and whoever's getting what and whoever's getting who, that'll be still their will and testimony on their deathbed, and that'll die with them. So as you said there already, and I'll tell Eddie the same, I'll tell everybody else the same, you will have some day in court trying to change that shit, because that's just the way it works, you know. And if you have a spare 100 grand, 200 grand in the bank to contest that will, go ahead and try it. But I think you're going to lose, to be honest with you. I think you're on a losing streak. Unless, as you said, Niall, you have kids there and you have this and you have that. And there's a whole lot of ifs about this. It even doesn't guarantee, even if you have got kids. Because what that person left to, whoever it was left to, it was left to them. It wasn't left to anybody else. And people have to get their head around this, Niall. Because I've seen this so many times. And people have got on to me and said to me, oh, Jesus, he got that and he got that. And what? Where were you? Well, I was off in Australia for the last 10 years. Where are you? Yeah. Well, that's why he got that and he got this and he got that. Because you weren't a fucking round. So, you know, Niall, the fact of the matter is, whoever got what was left to them on their deathbed, and that was their testimony and their will, people just have to get their head around that. Really. You know.
Eddie, that's a fair point, isn't it? I mean,
oh, he's 100% right here. And not only when you contest it, more than likely are you going to lose it. Once you contest that, you're more than likely going to lose the relationship with your brother or your sister as well.
I wouldn't say more than likely. I say you're definitely going to lose
the relationship. Yeah.
So there's more than just money you're losing. So you have to be very careful. Mm. Is it worth it in the long run, you know?
Well, I think the relationship's gone out the window anyway, Eddie. The fact that you're even thinking about contesting it, you know, and, well, Sheila got this and I got this and she got the car and she got, you know, this land and that. You know, the fact of the matter is, like, you know, I've seen this so many times, as I say to you, what you get is what you get, and you just have to put up and shore up, to be honest with you. Because
the relationship isn't gone yet, because he's only talking about it with his wife. He hasn't brought it up to his family. His sisters or his brothers. So the relationship isn't gone yet. If he doesn't say anything, they don't know. But once he says anything and he thinks about contesting it, then all hell breaks loose and then the relationship's gone forever.
Look, it's very sad. I've seen wills there and they've torn families apart and torn, you know, I mean, good families. They've torn them to shreds. Because, like, you look at the breadth and, you know, the length of breadth of the country, there's people dead over farmland and wills and, you know, he's not getting this. I'm gonna, you know, and they've done away with each other. I remember the farmland down there in Cork, I think it was, Niall, back.
Mm-hmm. But they're shooting
they,
over
they shot each other, and then yeah, the man done away with himself. Then, you know, everybody says it's not about money. Fucking is about money. It's about land and it's about money and about power. And when one sibling is not getting a fair deal out of the whole family, that goes personal and it goes very deep. you know, and then the people end up dead over it. You know, fucking crazy shit, lads. Honestly.
All right, well, listen, lads, I have to take a break. Rosie, Eddie, Sean, listen, thank you very much indeed.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.